Welcome to another exciting live. I'm Thespina Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching. And to all you Kiwis and Aussies, Merry Christmas. It's probably, and people from the Polynesian Islands, Merry Christmas to you. We're still waiting. We're still in Christmas Eve, you guys. So Merry Christmas and all the best for the new year. Yes. So let's get into our topic. I'm Thespina Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching. And today we're looking at a lovely song from Elvis Presley. It's called In the Ghetto. And I think this song is relevant for Christmas. I know it's a sad song. It's a very sad song about people who live in really tough conditions. And they're facing crime, they're facing hardships, they're facing so many multi-generational sufferings. And the song talks about how innocence of a child, how a child can be born a clean white plate, and how that child through this world, through just where that child was born, can be totally have no, how can I say this? They've got no, if they don't do the work, they'll have no chance of surviving. And that's why this song is really important to me, because it's about making the right choices. And it's like cutting the multi-generational like curses that we might have had. And it's about really changing what was to what could be. And what more appropriate time is to give ourselves the gift of this? How important this is, that we can give ourselves the gift of this. And so, first of all, let's just look at the song and look at how what this child was facing, and how he broke free. Well, how he managed to stay there, but how we can break free. And so it starts off with, let's just go through the words. Yes, now where does it start off? So as the snow, in the ghetto, here it is. Here it goes here. Now, as the snow flies, okay, so it's born into coldness, it's born into fear. So I like that, as the snow flies, just the first few words, as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little child, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. Okay, so straight away, straight off the bat, I mean, just the first word, as the snow flies. So straight away, you can see what that child is born into. So as the snow flies. And then his mum knows what she has been brought up with and what is going to happen to her. And his mummy cries and his mama cries. Because if there's one thing that she don't need, is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. I mean, can you imagine what this woman and what her mother had gone through, and her father, and just not having the means to bring up this child, not having the, not having the people, the support, not having the material wealth to bring up this child. And it's not just poverty, it's not just poor children, but it's also children at school that are faced with children having better presents than them at Christmas time, children having like smartphones that they don't have, and feeling the pressure of not having the material wealth. Which, okay, is just so sad, not being able to compare to other people. Now, in the case of the ghetto, this child is born from a family that labels them, they're hardwired into struggle. They're hardwired into being enslaved in unfair judgments. And because, they don't understand, they don't understand that other people are born with more, they are born with less, but they are then hardwired that they are not enough. And then it goes into the next paragraph. People, don't you understand? A child needs a helping hand, and he'll gonna be an angry young man one day. Take a look at you and me. Are you too blind to see? Do we simply just turn our heads and look the other way? And sometimes it's so easy to do. We can help people, but sometimes we choose to live our comfortable lives. I mean, not just help people, but help maybe animals, rescuing animals, rescuing, helping like people who are living in poverty. But do we do that or do we look the other way? And the thing is that these children who have been brought up in such difficult families, like not having enough, being in lack, they start to choose relationships that are very much like what they have in their families. So they go into dysfunctional relationships, and they even try to please people and maybe do inappropriate things in order to make other people better. And they just try so hard, and people trick them, and people use them and abuse them. And yeah. And so we go into the next paragraph. Well, the world turns. So this child starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Okay, so this is just so common because that child's maybe parents had to steal, had to fight to get money on the table. This child learns the same thing. He learns how to steal and fight in order to eat just for survival. Now, and this goes in regularly. This goes on in, even in developed countries where you've got children that maybe are abused by their parents or by other adults or by authoritarian figures. And each generation, we need to heal. We need to heal the generation that we are in. And because we deserve a life that is fair, a life based on trust, based on independence, based on love, and kindness. We are not broken by default, no matter where we were born. And so we'll go on. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a car, he steals a car, he tries to run, and he doesn't get far. And what does his mama do? She cries. She cries. Now, as that child grew up, he began to strongly dislike people that were abusing him. And, he strongly began to hate the world. And so he may have killed people, he may, I don't know, he may have murdered, whatever he did. And he adopted an identity of being unlovable. And And this identity, I believe, stemmed from him showing his vulnerability and insignificance in the eyes of uncaring people, adults. People, it could be other children, adults, whatever. And they really did not see or hear him, and he started to disconnect himself from his emotions and from his feelings and from the pure innocence that he was as a child. And so we'll go on to the song. As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down on the ground, down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. So that child, for survival, he had to go round abusing and being abused. And this is sadly the part of, a part of many people's lives. They've got a fabrication of insecurity and fear and no food, no shelter, just the insecurity, the coldness, an anxiety that shapes children's personality. And this is just so common. I mean, UNICEF reports that there are, over 1 billion children living in extreme poverty with no proper nutrition or clean water. And then we'll go back to our story. And as the young man dies on a cold, you get a bit emotional. On a cold, grey Chicago morn, and another baby child is born in the ghetto, and his mama cries. The writer was Mac Davis. And so, you guys, it's coming up to 2024. Let's try to cut that multi-generational curse that we have and try to bring out the light that we all have. Let's try to bring up the sun that we have in us that's been covered by the darkness of this world, and let's just bring it out and discover our true authentic self, the light in our soul, and let's break free, you guys, from trauma and try to nurture the person that we're meant to be. And not lose sight of who we actually are. It's about, yes, doing the hard work, and as well as making other people happy, we have to make ourselves happy as well and cut the chains of pain and fear and, yes, and be ourselves who we truly are. Sorry, I got a little bit emotional about that song because we just don't know how lucky we are. Claire. Hello, Claire. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed that song, and go and listen to it and try to really let the words sink in. Hello, I love you too. I love you too, Claire. Thank you so much. So that was that. Sorry, not a way to start your Christmas morning, you guys in New Zealand. And I just poured myself a cup of Christmas tea, and the message on it, you guys, results you achieve by wisdom. And that is so true, you guys. It's about being wise and going into our core and trying to heal our core and trying to make amends of what went wrong in the past. Try to forgive those that hurt us. Try to get forgiveness from people that we hurt, and just cutting the chains of pain. Yes, that's what it's about. Yes, you guys, for more lives like this and for more podcasts, you can visit my site. It's called on thatsbeeninacola.com. And I just wish you guys a very Merry Christmas. And you guys, it's not about the presents under the tree. It's about our Savior was born on this day to give us the gift of life. And the gift, he sacrificed himself as well later on for us. That he sacrificed his life for us. That's how special we are in his eyes. So we've been given this gift of life. And so let's just try to make ourselves not go through the pain, and just get rid of the pain and take that responsibility to heal what was and get rid of the multi-generational traumas. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.